Hi, this is Gary Auden. I'm at the Avaya Users Group Conference, and with me is a gentleman from Jabra, Stefan Kayan. He's Strategic Alliance Manager. And Jabra is in the sound business. And most of us think about them as just headsets, but we're going to talk a little bit beyond that, because most people think of the headset sort of rather passive. You talk on it and you listen on it. So first of all, let's talk about the headset itself. It's always been a kind of device where I just put it on and I listen. But you were talking about the headset actually generating information that could be useful to others. Would you talk about that, please?
Yeah. Hi, Gary. Good to be here. The headset is just a device. But what we really do is we interact with the user, we interact with systems, and there's a lot of information that is flowing between the device and the systems that you're using, like the ones with Avaya, Unified Communication and Contact Center. So we are using that information and providing that to the systems.
In the past, people think of a headset as a passive device. Other than speaking, nothing comes from the headset. What are you talking about the headset actually generating its information?
Oh, so let me give you a very good example. So in a contact center, for example, you have not only one or 10, but you might have hundreds of users. And you want to protect your contact center agents. Part of what you want to protect is the hearing. So it is important that you have a device that understands the systems and protects your agent from peak audio or something that can hurt him and his hearing. We have the technology to help the employer and help the agent that things like that don't happen.
When I think about listening on a headset for a long period of time, I think of the word stress. And it sounds like you can actually develop technology to reduce that stress of, let's say, of call center agents.
Yes, it's... your ears, and it's one of your senses, and of course you have to protect it. So we have a long history of not only understanding sound and communication, but as well of how an ear works. We have two business units. I don't know if you know, but we have one part of our business that does headsets and speaker phones and provides solutions with Avaya. But another part of our business is actually manufacturing hearing aids. We know how an ear is shaped. We know how to modulate sound, and we know how important it is as part of a user experience.
That sounds like then you really know how to make sound clear to a lot of individuals as well.
Sound as well as microphone, right? It has two components. So, yes, that's part of our core technology.
When I talk to network people, they're always talking about the network quality end-to-end. I don't think it includes the headset. What are you doing to solve that problem?
That's a good question to ask. And in reality, we are not in the business of selling headsets. What we're really in the business of, and specifically here with Avaya, is to improve adoption of services and consumerization of IT to make a service touchable and you can actually use it. The end user, the interaction of the end user with any of the services, Avaya, Equinox, or Oceana, is at the end of the day a device, and we are one of these devices. They have to be intuitive, they have to be easy to use, and they have to be flawless. That's what we are providing.
Well, I would also think they have to be reliable because they wear them day after day after day. We're talking about years of use.
Oh, yes, yes. And, we have a big R&D department in Copenhagen. We're in a Danish company, and we do the stress testing, and they are Kevlar-enforced cables, because I can tell you, we have stories where salespeople, when the call doesn't go as expected, they treat devices or they treat a headset very roughly. So we have to be prepared. Our devices have to be prepared. That's what they do today.
Yes, I can imagine throwing it against the wall when they're frustrated.
Yes, or probably even worse things. A good thing that there's no video in an office.
I did a comparison once between the cost of a classic typical headset and the cost of a hard phone. And you look at the hard phone and say, that costs a lot more, but it lasts a lot longer, and people are rotating through headsets. But it sounds like you've gone the other way to say, make the headset as reliable as that old hard phone.
Let me give you an example. So it's not the first time that somebody says that, but what our devices really do is take complexity out of the workflow of an agent. Let me explain. So today's devices, they have to be connected to multiple systems. They might be connected to your mobile phone, they might be connected to your desk phone, to the PC, yet you want one headset that works with all these systems. We want to make it easy to use. A headset might have four buttons. We take complexity away because at the back end, we are responsible for making this device work with a mobile phone, the soft client that might be on a mobile phone, entire network. There's very little that the end user sees, but if something is wrong, you know that something is wrong. We want to be part of an excellent out-of-box experience. And part of that is that you don't really know everything and you don't have to push 10 buttons.
Going back to the idea of end-to-end voice quality, how do you contribute to that? Do you provide information for people to calculate that?
A headset can be a complicated thing. There's a lot of data that we have today and that we process from the microphone as well as the incoming audio. We can provide that experience, that data into the headset back to a system. Let me give you an example. If you are on a voice over IP call and it's a bad connection, you don't know where it breaks down. It might be on the far end. It might be on your end. It might be the headset. It might be the soft client that the headset connects to. We provide back to a system data. We can provide information to an analytics company or an Avaya about is there anything that prevents the agent or the user to have a great out-of-box experience because something is broken. So we can provide that data back to a system and improve the service.
So in a sense, you're actually improving the visibility I have as an operator of communications right to the head, not just simply to the desktop.
Exactly. We had what we call the last 3 feet between the service and the user. That is a headset. And that is it's not only providing this experience, but as well providing the information, the data, back to the service provider so that he can guarantee perfect end-to-end experience.
Now, here at Avaya, and you're working with Avaya, what have they been able to do with the information you provide?
So we're taking baby steps. What we are doing is we have an ecosystem of partners. We have a developer program that allows companies to develop their own solutions. There is Avaya Analytics, and Avaya has a couple of other analytics partners. We provide information through SDKs that are published in our developer program that everybody can access and use today.
So you're actually gathering raw data, and then they can analyze it however they want.
That is our philosophy. We want to be the provider of that information, but it's up to the customer or the provider of how to use it.
It sounds like you're on the cusp of a whole new idea of what's on my head compared to what I've had in the past.
I guess you can say that, yes.
Well, do you have anything else to add that we should know about?
Well, there are a lot of exciting things that Avaya has made public over the last couple of months. What is exciting for us is that unified communication is growing. It has been very good for our business. Our business grew 18% last year, and we know there are a lot of customers that are out there and want to upgrade their systems. We have all the solutions today. We can help a customer to take that next step in communication, either here at our booth or on our website, jabra.com.
Now, my first thought was, this is great for contact centers, but I'm a remote worker, have been for 30 years. That would make a big difference to my working at home as well. It's like your market is huge.
Yes, we support the individual user, as well as the organization that deploys these systems. We're not only looking at the IT manager, we're looking at who's using the product, who has to deploy the product, which partners we have to work with, whether it be Avaya or anybody else that the company is using today. That's what we're proud of. That's what we do today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.